The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Dafayin. We're going to be discussing this year some of the details of Karban Chagiga, but more importantly, using Karban Chagiga as a springboard to discuss the whole concept of Achilas Kodshim Bechlal, and some Pratim then, again, Bechlal, how we understand mitzvahs that are totally in Achilas, and we're going to have an interesting Haloch Lamaisa Nafkemino, which comes up when one eats Kairach. It has to do with the Rosh and the Shabbat Ayah in the last parak, in Avi Psochem. It's all really has to do with this sugya. The Mishnah tells us, on the bottom of Samach Tes Amid Beis, that the Karban Chagiga that was brought with Karban Pesach, one was makir the Karban Pesach, the Shechitis Karban Pesach was B'yudal B'nisan, on Erev Pesach. With the Karban Pesach, there's a chiv to bring Karban Chagiga. Chagigas Yudal is called, there's a Chagiga on every Yom Tov, there's also Chagigas Yudal. The Mitzvah Shem in a future shir will discuss the chiyuv of Karban Chagiga, of the Karban, the Shami Simcha, that were brought on Yom Tov as an expression of Simcha Zachag. The Chagigas Yudal is a separate chiyuv. The Gemara tells us, in order to eat the Karban Pesach, Al HaSoiva. The Mishnah tells us that it does not have the dinim of Karban Pesach, even though it's affiliated, it accompanies the Karban Pesach. It can't be brought b'Shabbos, it's only b'Choyl. It's not Doicha Tuma. We're learning all the halachas of Tchias Tuma and Tchias Shabbos in order to facilitate the Havos Karban Pesach. But the Karban Chagiga is not brought b'Shabbos, it's not brought b'Tuma, and there's no chiv to bring it when there's enough of a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach normally was split many ways, so there would not be enough Basar Kodshim to be eaten ala Soiva. So therefore there's a chiv to bring the Karban Chagiga. The Gemara says it's clear that Karban Chagiga is not a chiyuv by itself. First words of the Gemara in Daf Ayin, Lav Choyvi, the Salvadai, the Choyvi, Teisi B'Shabbos, Teisi B'Meruva, Teisi B'Tumah, it should be brought under any circumstances. Why Taka not? So the Gemara says that the only purpose of the Karban Chagiga is only Chagiga Abba Ma'Pesach Necheles Tchilo, Kedei Sheyei Pesach Nechel Ala Soiva. That the Maisa V'Achilas Pesach, which is what we do, the Afikoyman is leftover Lubsoiv, the Afikoyman is Nechal Ala Soiva, for those of us that have more than 7.5 minutes before Chatzos to eat the Shulchan Aruch, to be Yoitza, the Mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv. By the Seder, the Afikoyman should be eaten somewhat Ala Soiva in order to be a Zeicher to the Karban Pesach, the Achilles Karban Pesach. So what does it mean, Lav Choyvi? It's not a Chet, there's no din at all to bring it. Rashi in the Mishnah sounds like there's a din der Raisa. The Rashi says, Pesach, Barba also, Kedyolf, Gemara, there's a Liman min der Raisa that should be brought. Tosu says, in Dibar Maskel, Lav Choyvi, he kaloy meni chay min atar lavia. Lav Choyvi means that it's not der Raisa, it's der Rabbonon. Rashi seems to understand, Lav Choyvi, he means that there's a din der Raisa to bring the Karma Chagigo, in order that the Karban Pesach should be Nechal Ala Soiva, but there's no Chiyuv for itself to bring a Karban Chagiga. The Chiyuv of the Karban Chagiga is in order to facilitate Karban Pesach being eaten properly, but it's not a Chiyuv unto itself. Tosfos learns not that way. Lav Choyva means Lav Choyva. It's not a Chiyuv deraisa, it's only midrabbanan. And Tosfos explains that this din that you have to eat the Karban Pesach Ala Soiva, so memela it has to be preceded by Karban Chagiga is only midrabbanan. He brings from Yerushalmi. The hard of Vayim and Riva, the Mashim Yerushalmi, the hard of Pesach Nechal Ala Soiva, Hanim Drabonon. Tosfos says, Gzeru Mishum Shvius Etzim. Later on, we're going to learn the law, Pasuk Mefereshit and Pashas Boi, of Shvius Etzim. One is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in a way where he's breaking the bones in order to, the bigger bones of an animal, in order to take out the meat, the marrow that's stuck inside. So, in order that one should not be scrounging around for an extra bite, we think of eating kachim, we don't think of it in those terms, but in order that the achila shouldn't be ba'ifin, where each person is looking for a little more to eat, so the halacha is, Chazal instituted that a karma chagiga should be brought in order in order that there shouldn't be a chash, that a person is going to be shogeg etzem, in order to find some more basar. So they instituted that the Pesach should be nechel al asoiva. Because of that, you need to bring a carbon chagig. What is a carbon chagig? It's not a carbon derabon, obviously. It's a carbon shlom with all the dim of carbon shlom. The whole avodah is carbon shlom with all the dinim. And it can be eaten. The shteyam v'layla echad, like all kachim kam. It doesn't have to be eaten with the time span of carbon Pesach. But it was brought in order that the carbon Pesach should be nechel al asoiva. The whole din of carbon Pesach, nechel al asoiva, is only midirabon. The Gemara says that the purpose of the Karm Chagig was Nechal Al HaSoiva. Rashi seems to understand it in Deraisa. So the truth of the matter is, Tosfos is very hard to understand. Why is Tosfos hard to understand? Because there's at least two Gemaras, Mufuroshos, in Shas, that say that the din is by all Kachim. Seems to be a din klali in Kachim, that Kachim Nechal Al HaSoiva, Gemara Tmur Davkov Gimel, Menachas Davkov Aleph, Karmin. Basar karbonis that was eaten wasn't eaten as something to fill a person up, something when he was hungry. When a person was to the point of being full, basar kachim would be eaten in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's eaten when a person's grabbing a bite, it's not the tzura, the Gemara says, in those two places of eating kachim. Memela, that's a din by all kachim. All kachim had to be accompanied by eating something else. Not just the bus of kachim, there was only a piece for each kohen, or the bus was given out to many people. It had to be accompanied by other things to be eaten, in order that it should be eaten al asoiva. So how could I say that's only din derabbanan? The whole din of achilas korban pesach is a specific din for korban pesach, gzeira otu shvir etzem. So the Tosfos is difficult to understand. There is a famous yisoid from the Gedolei Brisk. Briskerov, his father of Chaim, ultimately goes back to his father, the Beis Halevi, and they explain like this. They put down a basic principle. They say that the idea of that the Torah tells us how to eat kachim, that there's a tsura to the Maisa Achilo, how it's to be eaten, is not true by all kachim. It's only true by kachim gadashim. Why is that? Kachi Kedoshim, as a basic rule, Kachi Kedoshim can only be eaten by Kohanim. The Gemara says that when the Kohen eats, Kohanim oichlim ubailov miskaprim. Meaning to say, the Achila of the Kohen, the Kachi Kedoshim, we explained the basic principle, why the Kachim Kalim, whatever the Kachim Kalim represents, could be eaten even by Yisraelim, and why whatever Kachi Kedoshim represents, Kachim Chatos, etc., could only be eaten by Kohanim. The Maisa of Achilas Kohanim is akin to a Maisa Avodah. The same way the Kohanim are the only ones that could be Oyved, they're the only ones that have the Schus to do the Avodah of Kabbalah, Elochah, Zrika, and all the other Avodahs, Haktorah, etc., etc. Everything that's done, the Beis HaMikdash was done by the Kohanim. The eating of Korbanos that they specifically have to do, which is by Kachi Kedoshim, is a Maisa Avodah. The Torah tells us that the Maisa Avodah, the Torah says, that the achila of kachim has to be done with a certain dignity. The same way the kohen doesn't do the avodah unless he's tor, unless he was mitire himself with the water, the special purified water of the kir v'kano, he has to wear the big dekuna, he has to be standing on the ritzvah hazor. There are dinim how the kohen does, because the ma'is avodah, it has to be done in a way that dignified l'shoris, l'chabed l'shoris, l'fnei Hashem. Achila's kachim is also to grab a bite. To grab a drumstick, well, that's by a chicken, there's no chicken in the Beis HaMikdash, but to grab a pastrami sandwich on the go, just to put down something because you're hungry in the middle of the day, is not the tzura of Avodas Hashem. It's not the tzura of Avodas Kobonis. It's not, it doesn't have a dignified tzura. It's not the Kohen can't do it. Can't do that type of eating on the go. When he does a Maisa Avodah of Achilas Kobonis, when the Gemara says Kehanim Oichlim Ubailam Miskapim, it has to be done al asoiva in order that it should have its tzuras hagidula. The Gemara says that the basar kachim should be eaten roasted. It should be eaten with a tzura of roimus, a tzura of dignity, a tzura of royalty. Masha'enki by kachim kalim. By kachim kalim, there is a mitzvah of achilas kachim, but that mitzvah of achilas kachim is not a din in the ma'isa achilu. There's no ma'isa achilu like a ma'isa avoida. There's a din that the basar should be eaten. up. Meaning say it's not a din specifically in the Ma'is Avodah. The Beis Halevi points out that the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim would seem from different sugyas and zvachim is niskayim even bepochus mekazayis. Lo shomanu v'lo reinu. Any place in Torah where there's a mitzvah to eat, not a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, not when it comes to eating matzah, not by Shabbos Suda, not Erev Yom Kippur, let's say, any mitzvah achil in the Torah is always bekazayis. Achil, when the Torah says, lo yisoichlu, when the Torah says, yoichlu, it's always a shir of kazayis. And my achil is bekazayis. The Beis Halevi says, how could it be that basa kotchim is eaten with less than a kazayis, yoichlu the mitzvah, less than a kazayis, because there's no din to do a maisa achil. When the Yisrael eats the basa kotchim, it's a din that the basa kotchim should be eaten, and nothing should be left over. The same way the korban is brought, the korban is eaten. It's not a din in my eating, it's a din in that the korban was eaten. Even less than a kazayis. I facilitated that the korban was eaten. So merely even less than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah that was in the sky. This finds very interesting expression, halacha l'maisa, real halacha l'maisa. The Rosh in Arev Sochem, when he talks about the shir of Korach, Korach we eat the matzah together with some charoses and the mor. So people, the minhag by many people is to eat the romaine lettuce, the green lettuce by the chasa by mor, and by Korach to eat some of the chrein. The problem is eating kazayis of chrein is rather difficult, especially if you grated it close to the seder. Try it, you'll see if you cover it with an airtight cover. On top of the container, the stuff stays pretty sharp, even though it was grated Erev Pesach. Eating kazayis of it is somewhat of a serious nefesh. So if somebody wants to eat it together with chasa, okay. But there's a Shagas Aryeh to remember. The Rosh says that the reason why one has to eat a kazayis by Koirach is in order to make the bracha, Asher Kiddush, in order to make the bracha, Asher Kiddushon v'mitzvayis v'mitzivonu al achilas moror, so he says that the achilas koirach, which is matzah moror, in order that it should be an achila for the bracha, it has to be a kazayis. And the Shagasai wants to know what you have to say, that the reason why you have to eat it as a kazayis, the reason why you need a shir of a kazayis and koirach is because of the bracha, because the lashon of the bracha is al achilas, and achila is only a kazayis. Stop. Every mitzvah, there's a mitzvah derabon of eating korach, mitzvah deraita made bizman amigdosh, bizman azeh, mitzvah derabon of eating korach, l'chayr, it has to be eaten, because eyes, every mitzvah achil is because eyes. So the Shagas Aryeh explains that what the Rosh means to say is, what's meduyik in the Rosh is, that the mitzvah of eating korach as a whole is certainly because eyes. The mitzvah of every eating is because eyes. But as far as the specific matzah and morah is concerned, does one need a kazayis of each? One needs a kazayis only of everything together, because the din is only that it should be eaten together as part of a korach. One could eat, even though one has to eat morah, one has to eat matzah, but there's only a din on the korach b'chlal that should be a kazayis. Is there a din that each one should be a kazayis? No, there's a din that the sandwich should be eaten together with al matzah z'morah m'yachlu. The maisa has to be a maisa of achilas kazayis, true, but the amount of morah that one needs, and the poskim can say that if one has a hard time with morah b'chlal, so you have to eat a kazayis and morah by morah proper, but by korach you could eat even mitzuruf with a matzah. According to the Shagatai, based on the Rosh, the shear of morah in the korach sandwich will be less than a kazayis. What the same idea he's saying that we just said, that where the mitzvah is to eat, where the din of ma'isachil the shear is kazayis, where there's no din of a ma'isachil, in the case of korach where you're doing a ma'isachil on everything b'chlal, there's only a din that it should be eaten, but the kotchim was saying there's only a din in the korban that it should be eaten, or by korach was saying that it's only a din that the sandwich should be eaten with morah, but you don't have to eat a kazayis of morah. So the halacha is over there that it's maspik, it's enough, tsagi, with less than a kazayis. So that's an interesting halacha l'maisa, which is halacha l'maisa, because some people have a hard time with the morah. So mele, you could be mekel, l'chayr al pidush ha'kazayi, to less than a kazayis. In any case, so this is the principle that the Briskerov and Reb Chaim and the Beis Halevi said, and they explain that that's why the sugis that we find all over Shas, that is a mitzvah, to eat ala soiva is the tzura of a ma'is achilo. That's only by Kodesh HaKodashim. Mashenkin by Kochum Kalim, there's no din, there's no mitzvah of Achilat Kochum. But Yisrael could eat it, Yisrael doesn't do a Maisa Avoida. By him it's only din the carbon, that the carbon should be eaten up. That is enough lesson, because that doesn't have to be Allah Saiva. So what's by carbon Pesach? Carbon Pesach itself, as we've said over and over again, the Shurim and Perek Tam and Nishchad, the Ikir Mitzvah of Carbon Pesach is the eating of the Carbon Pesach. The Rambam says the Mitzvah of Carbon Pesach is the Shechita, because the Ikir Kiyum of the Carbon Pesach is in the Achilas Carbon Pesach. So Memeilo, over there is a specific Maisa Achila. Why it can be done by Yisraelim, we've explained over and over again, that on the night of Pesach, all Yisraelim are Kehanim. The purpose of Leo Pesach is to turn Klai Yisrael, to turn all the Jews into Mamlechas Kehanim V'Gal Kodesh. We're all Kehanim, Leo Pesach. The dam is put on the doorpost, not on the Mizbeach, because every house is a Mizbeach. Every Yid is a Kohen Gadol. Everybody sits by their own Seder with a kittel, right? We're all Kehanim G'dolim. On the night of Pesach, all of us could be Isaac in the Maisa Avoida of Maisa Achilas Kochim. So Memela, if there's a din, that it has to be eaten in the same tzura as the Maisa Avoida, it has to be eaten Allah Soiva. If it has to be eaten Allah Soiva, you need a Karma Chagiga. I affect the Chashayla, L'chayra. The question begs itself. If Karma Pesach needs Chagiga because Karma Pesach has to be eaten Allah Soiva, what about the Karma Chagiga? Why is there not a din to bring another carbon in order to facilitate the chagiga being eaten all the pesach? So they is Allah Soiva. So they explain because karma chagiga is kachim kalam. If it's kachim kalam, there's no din na maisa achila. There's no din na maisa avoida. There's only a din that the carbon should be eaten. That is not mechayev Allah Soiva. If that's not mechayev Allah Soiva, so then one could bring the karma chagiga to facilitate the carbon pesach being eaten Allah Soiva. The problem with this is that the approach sounds beautiful. The problem is, A, that it sounds in the other sugyas like Be'etzim is the yisoid of eating all kachim ala soiva, even kachim kala. And there's also a Mordechai which seems to contradict this approach. The Mordechai is hard to get around. They had to stim the Mordechai with the idea that we just explained. The Mordechai says, interesting, he says like Tosis, he says it has to be that eating Pesach ala soiva is midrabbanon, and he says this kasha, because if it wouldn't be, then what problem are you solving? Chagiga also has to be eaten ala soiva. He explains over there, it's interesting, the lashon of look in the Havadah Shal Pesach, and by the bracha at the end of Magid, we say, v'noichal shomen azvachem napsachem, it's a tefillah, that we should next year, v'noichal shomen azvachem napsachem, we should eat min azvachem. What's zvachem? The Mepharshim say, karma chagiga u'min apsachem. We say zvachem first. Why? Says the Mordechai. Because normally, before, by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, by the Seder, is not the part of the Seder which belongs to the world outside. The rest of the Seder is Kodesh, it's all mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch is sitting down and enjoying some soup with knedlach. Sitting down and enjoying the chulin. It's not true. Because the Shulchan Aruch of a Yid, Leil Pesach, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Ula Kishi Yibana Beis HaMikdash, was eating Basar Kachim. It's an avoid of eating Basar Kachim. We have to remember that. And when a Yid sits down by a Yom Tov Suda, he's really eating Basar Kachim. The soup with Knedlach is not a matzah ball soup. It's a Dovah Kodesh. It's a Yid sitting, Zeh HaShulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch is the same name as the book that dictates everything we do in life. Because eating like a Yid is the same thing as living like a Yid. In any case, getting back to the Halacha, the Mordechai says the v'neichal shom min hazvachim min hapsachim, every year we eat the karma chagiga before the Pesach min hazvachim u min hapsachim. Mashenkin b'mitzoy Shabbos, when Leil said the occasional year when Leil Pesach is Motzi Shabbos, and most people know about it from the halachas of biur chometz in the morning of Shabbos, how to eat the suda, a little bit complicated. But that Matzoy Shabbos, since the Karma Pesach, a Karma Chagiga was not brought, because the Karma Chagiga can't be brought on Shabbos, like it says in our Mishnah over there, we say, V'noich HaShom min HaPsochim u'min HaZvochim. Why? Because the Pesach was shechted B'yudal, Zoych HaShabbos, and the Zvochim was only brought afterwards. So it could only be brought Matzoy Shabbos, it could only be shechted Matzoy Shabbos. So Mele, on Matzoy Shabbos, we say, min HaPsochim u'min HaZvochim. As I state in Mordechai. And the Mordechai says that the reason why it has to be that Pesach ala soiv is only din derabbanon is because if it would be a din deraisa, and he says because of the shvius atzim, you have to fill up before you become Pesach, if it would be a din deraisa, then the Karma Chagiga would have the same problem. So we see that he doesn't hold of this shtickl Torah to understand that Karban Pesach is like Kotshe Kedashim. Maybe he doesn't hold of the whole principle that there's a chil between Kotshe Kedashim and Karban Kalam. Kotshim Kalam. In the sugyas, in Tmura and Zvachim that we said before in Menachos, it says that Nechal al Asev is a din by all Karbanis. So what we have to say over here is that there's two levels of the din of Achilas Kotshim al Asev. There's Achilas Kotshim al Asev, where the, like we said, the basic idea is for sure that kotchim should be eaten, the sharis, in a manner of royalty, shouldn't be eaten on the run. There's no such thing as grabbing buzz of kotchim as a steak sandwich on the run. But that, theoretically, that could be true even if one sets himself up that he's going to eat a whole suda together with the buzz of kotchim. He could eat the buzz of kotchim first. What it means is not to grab it. It shouldn't be in a casual way like a snack. So one theoretically could eat the basar kashrim, even though now he's not full, but he has a whole suda that's put down, and he eats it together, together with a whole suda. That means that the basar karbin is eaten in a dignified fashion. The karbin toida, where it had to be eaten if a person was in a life-threatening situation, brought a karbin toida, he would invite, says in Chazal, he would invite all his family and friends, he would tell them about the Nisim. He has a Yom Ha'Lila to finish off a huge amount of basar and a tremendous amount of lachmei toida. So what would everybody get? Everybody would sit in Yerushalayim, they would sit around the table, sing shirs for tishbogas, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in a sudas mitzvah of lachimus kachim, together they would eat basar together with lachem. So you would eat the basar and there would be ala soiva because it was eaten together with the lachem. You would fill up. Not everybody get a big piece of basar. You would fill up on the lachmei toida. You would eat it together with the basar kachim. But by Korban Pesach, there's a din d'rabbanan that it has to be eaten. Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva before. It has to be eaten ala soiva after eating whatever else. Why? Over there we have the gzera of Tosfos that says that if a person is hungry while he's eating the basar kotchim, he might by habit, because he's looking for an extra piece of meat, he's hungry, so he might break a small bone and he might take out the basar that's inside the bone of the Korban Pesach. So because of that, they made a gzeira to upgrade the din ala soiva, not only that the suda should be a suda, not just a snack on the run, but it should be eaten ala soiva before one partakes of the basar kotchim, the Shulchan Aruch, before the tzofen, before the achilas Korban Pesach, to eat the suda. That second level of Asayva, the Kpeda, of being marked in the suda, of preceding the Achilles Kotchim, the Achilles Korban Pesach with the suda, that's only din derabon. That din is only derabon, that's what the Mordechai means. So the basic principle could be true. The din of Lechel al Asayva is certainly not a din in the Maisa Achila, because the din of Basar Kotchim is not a din in doing a Maisa Achila, but it's a din that the Korban should be eaten, but the carbon should be eaten in a way which has a dignified surah, and that there's a different level than carbon pesach. That for sure is true, except that the explanation, like we said, that whether there's a chil between kachim kalim and kachim gadashim, that seems to be that the Mordechai does not agree with the way Reb Chaim and the Briskerov explained this halacha. So these are the basic ideas of achilat kachim. Again, achilat kachim is a mitzvah, but what the Beis Alevi elucidates is that the mitzvah is not to do a regular ma'isa achila, but it's to be eaten. And we said that finds expression halacha l'ma'isa by the koyrach, where the moror, there's no mitzvah to eat moror, a kizayis a moror. There's a mitzvah that the matzah of koyrach should be eaten with moror. It's enough that moror is eaten in the sandwich. And the Shach HaSadeh says because of that, there's no din to eat a kizayis a moror. Against a chiddush, not everybody agrees with it, but certainly b'shas hadchak, a choyla, somebody has a hard time chewing the maror, somebody who has a hard time digesting the maror could certainly be makel to din derabanan based on the shagasai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.